The OTB Podcast Network. With Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.
Tom, good morning to you. Tom Malone is with us every Thursday around about this time to count down towards Cheltenham. And let's start with the Tiger Roll situation. They've mapped out a plan, a course of action to get Tiger Roll to Aintree to defend the Grand National title. But there's a little bit of doubt about whether or not he's actually going to follow that course of action. Eddie O'Leary saying, no, not sure about this now.
Yeah, thanks, Ger. I mean, it's become now the annual, PR onslaught by Jigginstown to try and, you know, convince the UK handicapper that he's rated Tiger Roll too highly. Now, to be fair, at this stage, I think he has rated him too highly. Like, is Tiger Roll genuinely a 168 horse? Would Tiger Roll have been in contention coming to the last at the Christmas Festival at Leopardstown? Because that's what his rating suggests, and he wouldn't be mapped. So I actually think they're right. The rating they have, the rating the British handicapper has for Tiger Roll is incorrect. And like, he was well beaten last year at Cheltenham. You have to bear in mind he has done very little on the track since. He's only won one race since he won the Grand National. And, it's a kind of an annual PR campaign at this stage by Jigginstown to try and get that rating down a little bit in the hope that he will take part in the Aintree Grand National. But Eddie O'Leary suggested that the horse will actually be retired if he doesn't run well at Cheltenham. And to be fair, if you look out the window for the last month, it's been doing nothing but rain. That's the situation at Cheltenham as well, where they had no racing there last week because it was waterlogged. So, I mean, the chances of Tiger Roll getting any sort of good in the going description come the Wednesday of the festival for the cross country race seem quite slim at the moment. So, I would suggest that the prospect of Tiger Roll being retired at Cheltenham is quite legitimate, unfortunately.
Okay, so there's a reasonable chance we don't actually get to see him try and add to the history he's already created. You mentioned Cheltenham and the absence of racing at Cheltenham and loads of other of the British tracks because of the weather is really playing havoc with our understanding of the contenders for the Gold Cup this year.
Yeah, and particularly someone like Nicky Henderson is starting to run out of a little bit of time with the likes of Santini and Champ. You think of Bristol Demai as well. He's missed, obviously, what was the Cotswold Chase last week? That's now going to be run at Sandown this weekend on very, very testing going. But it's not really the same test. I mean, you know, you want a course and distance trial. It was trials day. So, and it's an ideal timing as well, just, you know, sort of 6.5-7 weeks out from the festival as well. So it would have been an ideal prep. Now, the chases from that trials day have been moved to Sandown this week. Again, Sandown, very different test. And also, Sandown's not guaranteed to go ahead because they've effectively had to abandon the hurdle race in that card. They're going to run an all-chase card that will include the Cotswold Chase, where hopefully we'll get to see the likes of Santini and Bristol Demai, who are, you know, hopeful Gold Cup runners. But, I mean, the likes of Champ has not run since the Cheltenham Festival last year. He, I think, is going to run the Denman Chase in 2 weeks' time. That's his target. But between COVID and the weather and the difficulty with travelling horses over and back to the UK and, you know, all those sort of logistical issues, a couple of trainers do look like they could be running out of time, particularly for Gold Cup horse. You know, you don't want to run a Gold Cup horse on very testing going, sort of less than 5 weeks out from the race. You just want to give them all that recovery time. You know, the plan is the Gold Cup. The plan is not the Cotswold Chase.
That was the next question here. So, like, these horses are, it's about maintaining a level of fitness. So they'll get, you have your blowout, you go as hard as you possibly can now and then you recover. It's not like a tune-up now and then you go full out again, is it? Or is it horse-dependent?
It's a little bit horse-dependent, but I mean, once you get to the stage where these are Gold Cup horses, they're, you know, they're a bit older, they're a bit wiser, they tend to take a bit more training, and a lot of trainers will say we can only get them so fit at home, they have to have a race day. You know, they're big, they're 8, 9, 10, 11 years of age, they take a lot of work. And they just get a bit wise as well. You know, at home, they know the score. They just doss around and do the absolute minimum it needs to be done because, you know, they've been at these training facilities for 5, 6, 7 years at this stage. They absolutely know the score. So when they get to the age where they're contesting in Gold Cups, the horses are very, very intelligent animals. So they know when they have to do nothing. So with the likes of, I mean, I think of what Paul Nicholls said about Frodon. He ran Frodon just before, about 3 or 4 weeks before the King George. And, you know, the horse ran badly. Froden came back in, and after he won the King George, Paul Nicholls was adamant the horse was taking the mickey out of him. And that he said, I worked him like he's never worked before. He didn't know himself. So, you know, that's the kind of thing you find out with horses as well. You know, they have to go to the racetrack to see where you are fitness-wise, see where you are form-wise, but also just to kind of get them out of the routine and make sure you can, you know, really tune them up as well. So it's a combination of the two. Yes, it's a prep run, but also you really need to take the horse on to the next level, particularly if you've got a big target in mind.
What's the crack with Album Photo?
Well, Album Photo, we spoke to Willie Mullins this week, actually, obviously ahead of the Dublin Racing Festival. It was a bit sad, wasn't it? A Zoom call, and Willie Mullins, you don't get to go down there and get the prawn sandwiches or the, you know, the nice cups of tea or get the decent tips from the stable staff when the microphones are turned off. So it's always a little bit of a lesser experience, a launch meeting via Zoom, which, look, we had it anyway. Willie Mullins said that Album Photo is going to have a strong piece of work this week. It'll probably be an away day. So again, with COVID, the restrictions are make life difficult for trainers. And normally, they could have just maybe stuck Album Photo in the box with the other runners, and maybe they'd be allowed to have a race course gallop after racing somewhere. They can't do that now. Like on race days now, only the participants who are racing, i.e. horses, jockeys, trainers and stable staff, they're the only people allowed in the venue. So even Album Photo can't go for a school around after racing, as would be a fairly regular occurrence after racing at this stage of the year. You know, the bigger trainers would bring a couple of lorry fulls of scooters and they just go for a hack around the track. Anyway, like I said, it's been made difficult, but he has some sort of top secret plan that he wasn't willing to tell us. So I'm sure one of the friendly local racing managers perhaps might have opened the doors for him at some stage and let him school Album Photo around. But that's a significant piece of work for him. Obviously, the method for getting Album Photo to the Gold Cup is tried and tested at this stage. It's just a run in January at Tremor in that Savills Chase and then straight to the Gold Cup. A method that happened almost by accident 2 years ago. But look, he's trying to emulate best mate and go for a third Gold Cup in a row. So he's pretty happy with that technique so far.
What are the odds and what's the value like at the moment for the Gold Cup?
Yeah, well, I know, Jerry, you do like to make sure I suggest something at a big price, but Album Photo at 4-1, there's nothing wrong with that price as far as I'm concerned. Obviously, this weekend at Leopardstown, we have the Dublin Chase, the Paddy Power Dublin Chase. So that'll be significant. It used to be called the Hennessy. We've got Manila Indo and Delta Work. Remember from our Christmas chase, Manila Indo and Delta Work, they were the top of the market. The two of them came down and we ended up with Aplutar, obviously getting the better of Kenboy and Melon. Kenboy and Melon are going again, and then as are Manila Indo and Manila Indo and Delta Work. So, you know, you'd imagine we'll see where we lie with how many of those four runners end up in the Gold Cup. Then you look at Manila Indo, he's currently 9-1. Obviously, he was just touched off from the RSA last year. You got Santini, who's 10-1, who I'm still going to back each way for this race, even though, you know, he's so slow. Bristol Demai, I actually surprised Bristol Demai is such a big price. He'll be running the Cotswold Chase this weekend. He's about 40-1. Then we've got Aplutar, of course, winner at Christmas. He's going straight there. He's 10-1. Champ is only 12-1, even though he has not run since that run in the RSA last year. They got the right likes of Royal Pagai. And then Delta Work is 25-1. So I'm kind of very think that 25-1 might shorten up for the Gold Cup between now and Sunday evening. But Album Photo, a very worthy favourite. And I don't think he's too short at 4-1 currently, but I don't think he'd get too much different on the day. I imagine he'd be kind of, if all systems go, he'll end up going off by maybe 5-2 shot or something on the day. So 4-1 now doesn't seem too bad. I'm still going to back Santini each way at 10-1, as it seems an annual ritual on these chats we have about the Gold Cup chair. And maybe the one that could be a little bit of value is perhaps Delta Work at 25-1. But again, I think you're banking on him having a big run this weekend at the Dublin Racing Festival.
And so for anybody who's thinking about that, now is the time to make that bet if you think Delta Work is going to have a good run this weekend, because it'll be a much shorter price after that. Or will it be much shorter?
If Delta Work goes and wins and beats the likes of Manila Indo and Kenboy, well then Manila Indo's currently 9-1 for the Gold Cup, 8-1, 9-1. So you'd have to think if Delta Work goes and beats him at Leopardstown fair and square on Sunday, he would sort of trim into that kind of 10-12-1 bracket.
Okay,
so there's... There's a little bit of method to my madness.
Find a non-runner, no bet, which I think most bookmakers are doing at the moment on the Gold Cup. You can have that bet, and if he doesn't make it, you're safe. But also, if you have it now and he wins at the weekend, you're on at a big price and you get a free bet.
Yeah, I don't think the 25s is non-runner, no bet. But look, at 25-1, I think you can just get a few extra points. I'm really looking forward to Dunraith Festival this weekend, though.
Anything in particular?
I have a couple for you. Again, I know you like the big price ones, so just a quick look through. Gentleman's Game in the first on Saturday. He's about 12-1 for Mouse Mars. Really impressive winner at Cork when last seen. He's stepping up in trip. I'd love to see Darver Star. Hopefully he runs in the Irish Arc also on Saturday. He's a double-figure price as well. He was beaten by Franco de Porto, of course, in distance at Christmas. But he's probably asked to do too much too soon. And I hope if Darver Star just stays over 2 miles and is ridden with a little more restraint by a friend of the show, Johnny Moore, then he can run a really good race. And just on the Willie Mullins comments, by the way, we've two articles full of his comments on otbsports.com. And two that I would definitely keep an eye on are San Sam in the Grade 1 Juvenile. Now, his stablemate is a warm order favourite for that race on Sunday, but Willie Mullins was very keen to talk about how much that horse has improved. And another one trying to pick through the, trying to read between the lines a little bit. Galois, who's 25-1 on Sunday as well. She is entered at the Ferry House on Monday, and that's actually likely her target, but I live not too close from Ferry House, and we are subaquatic at the moment. And the likelihood of Ferry, I don't know whether Ferry House can go ahead or not. They tweeted this morning to say they're unraceable. So it's due to go ahead on Monday. So if the ground is really, really bad at Ferry House and they're unlikely to go ahead, Galois might get a run at Sunday. And she's a filly, she's really, really impressive. She gets weight from the rest of the field. And at 25-1, I think she could be a bit of a runner as well.
All right, we like the sound of that. Tom, good stuff. Thanks a million. Cheers.
Thanks, Ger.
The OTB Podcast Network with Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.